Fastamai, hello and welcome to this episode of Agenda. I'm Ewan Gorn. Manx Utilities will progress its plans for a new sewage plant in Laxey by the village harbour, but a residents group is opposed to this and wants the best for Laxey. We look at both sides of this debate and hear the position of Garth commissioners, and the local authority in Ramsey welcomes news there'll be flood defences built in the town, but members want to make sure any scheme is attractive and done to the right standard. Laxey residents suffered greatly from flooding which hit the village in early October. Clear-up efforts are ongoing there, with new defences being erected, but some in the village now have something else to trouble them. Manx Utilities has plans for a sewage treatment plant at the Cairns. That's a site at the side of the harbour by the Swiss chalet-style buildings. It's to replace the existing Victorian sewage infrastructure, which currently pumps untreated effluent out into the bay. Manx Utilities' plant is designed to treat the sewage before discharging it, with modern-day technology used to eliminate any odours. The remaining sludge from that site will be removed via trucks to a central facility at Miriveg. Well, the plans were being discussed with the local community prior to the major flooding, but after this, Manx Utilities chose to put a hold on the scheme out of sensitivity for what had happened. But many were against the chosen site, and particularly the Best for Laxey group, which distributed a leaflet in recent weeks outlining concerns and demanding alternatives to the Cairns site be investigated. Well, I've got that leaflet before me. I'll just read you a few points from it. It says, putting raw sewage into the sea is not acceptable, and the Best for Laxey group want to see cleaner sea and beaches. Manx Utilities cannot guarantee the sewage plant will not smell. The sewage plant will be emptied with huge tankers, it says, which will go past Laxey School via the already congested Minorca Hill. They've mentioned the disruption to the community caused by the building. They've questioned Manx Utilities after the neglect, they say, of river maintenance, which led up to the flooding disaster rather that was mentioned. And they've also contended that the proposal will not provide recreational water quality to modern standards. That was a list of concerns outlined in a leaflet there. Well, Manx Utilities distributed its own rebuttal to what was said by the Best for Laxey group. Dr. Alex Allenson said the Cairns site is the preferred option after many alternatives were considered, and a planning application for that proposal will be submitted around the new year. Well, I asked Dr. Allenson if he felt the location in the heart of Laxey was truly the best for the village.
We've gone through a full consultation process with the local residents, and some of them did come up with alternative sites, alternative ways of dealing with the sewage from Laxey. As a board, we've looked into all of those and costed them and looked at the economic costs and obviously the societal costs as well. And as a board, we feel that the Cairns site and the plan that we originally put before the majority of the people of Laxey who accepted it is still the best thing, the best plan to go forward with. So we'll be applying for planning permission in the new year and then going through a full planning process to make sure we get the best option for Laxey, which deals with the sewage, that looks after the beach, but also tries to fit in with the overall look of the village as well, which is very important for us.
Is cost the bottom line here? Because you mentioned the number of options. I believe it's up to 40 different options here. Was cost the overriding factor in that?
It wasn't the overriding factor. We've committed to stop pumping raw sewage out into our coastal waters by the end of this administration. So we've got a deadline. Cost is obviously important because we have to go before Tynwald and justify the costs. But what we're looking at really is the best facility that's going to be sustainable, that's going to provide bathing water quality around our beaches, but also that's actually going to work. Some of the options we looked into were on other sites. Some of them involve pumping away from Laxey. All of those have pros and cons, and we've seen in the past problems with vibration from pumping areas. And so we feel that this is both affordable, it's not cheap, it's affordable, but also it can be delivered in a realistic time frame and can actually have the outcome that everyone wants.
Well, let's address some of the issues that have been raised by this Best for Laxey group. They have concerns over things such as noise, the traffic and the smell. What can you say to make them feel better about what's proposed?
Yes, I mean, and these are valid concerns that, as I said, were dealt with when we had the full public consultation and we had displays in LAXI. And the vast majority of the people who came to those were reassured. But to give extra reassurance, in terms of smell, what we've learnt through previous plans and previous schemes is that smell can be an issue. And so all the new schemes are being fitted as standard with odour suppression. So basically all the air from around the area is pumped through a filter and that removes the smells. And we've found that that's worked in places like...
But there's no guarantee, is there? You can't guarantee...
There can never be 100% guarantee, but we've got a sewage plant there at the moment. We've got a huge great tank built by the Victorians that pumps sewage out that smells at certain times. So you're never going to get around that 100%. What we can do is make it the best we can in terms of smells. In terms of traffic, yes, there will be the need for a tanker to come on a regular basis.
Daily basis? Or?
Well, again, one of the issues, it probably will be daily to start with, but in terms of some of the technical details, we may be able to, as the plans progress, we may be able to lengthen that, so it's not every day. We're being as honest as possible up front and saying, look, this could be daily, that would be worst case scenario, but there may be times where, particularly over bank holidays, over weekends, where we don't have to go every day. And we've made it quite clear that the size of the tankers that we're going to need to use, and how we're going to get those in and out of the village with minimum disruption.
Where are they? Where's the initial idea for them to leave the village? Because there's concern about going past the school there.
Yeah, the routes we're still working on, but they're the same routes that the buses use and that tankers that are delivering fuel oil use. One of the aspects of the scheme was to put a new bridge. So that we could get in and out of the sewage treatment works, but also that would add to the amenity, hopefully, of LAXI, of giving people another way of crossing the river.
How much is this estimated to cost then when you factor in the chosen site now?
It is a lot of money. And what we're doing at the moment is looking at both LAXI and Bulldrine together as a combined scheme, because particularly in terms of modelling, we know that some of the sewage goes from one site to the other. So what we've said is that we will deal with both of those. And obviously we've got Peel on board as well. Mm. So the total cost for those three schemes is £24 million.
Do you know the separation yet of those three projects, roughly? Or
We do. And in terms of LAXI, we're talking about several million pounds for putting the scheme in there. Some of that obviously has been spent already in terms of securing the site. And again, when the Cairns site came up for sale, we were quite honest about the reason for buying it, because we've already got facilities there and we could build on them to build the site. So one of the benefits of LAXI is we've not only identified an area, but we've already purchased it. We've done the same in Peel. Some of the other areas where we're still looking for valid sites.
After what's happened on a separate issue with flooding and Manx Utilities' role in that, there may be a degree of scepticism amongst residents. How can you reassure them that you can be trusted on this?
That's a very valid point. One of the things we decided as a board, obviously with the flooding in LAXI, was not to apply for planning permission there and then, although we were ready to do so and to give some breathing space. And there is a real effort to build up trust with the local community, which is why Manx Utilities have been very involved in the aftermath of the flooding. We've been very involved with trying to make the river as safe as possible, removing debris, but also in terms of the sewage treatment works, very involved with the local commissioners, with the local people, trying to answer their questions. So in terms of the commissioners, they obviously were a bit worried about the leaflet that was put out by concerned residents. We went and answered their questions. We gave them some written answers to the questions, and then they asked us, could they publish that? I don't want to get into an argument with the local residents who have very valid concerns. We're taking those on board, trying to answer those and trying to deal with those as well as possible. But at the end of the day, the scheme will have to go through a full planning stage as well. And so all of these objections, all of these concerns can then be answered again if they come up.
One more issue just to round this off that was raised by the residents, which I'm curious to get your view on. Do the IBRCs, do they provide blue flag water quality. Now, I know the response from Manx Utilities has said that's a misleading suggestion, blue flag water quality. Blue flag is actually a lot of criteria. But what does it do for water quality? Does it bring up to excellent?
It does.
To the 2006 standard?
Yes. Yes, we've designed all the new plants around the 2006 standard, the best standard we can find, to actually provide excellent water quality on the vast majority of times. There will be certain times in terms of storms where you can't guarantee that. But what we've done in Laxey is look at the best filtration system we can get and ultraviolet treatment as well. The other big thing with Laxey is at the moment the sewage just goes straight out a pipe. We will be screening it. So even in those occasions where you might get storms, you might get large amounts of water flushing through, you won't get those solids, the baby wipes, things like that, going into the sea and washing up on the beach. So it will be, I think, the ideal solution for Laxey.
Now, you've mentioned the application possibly emerging in the new year. Should you receive approval within a reasonable time frame, what's the time period for completion?
As I said, we've tried to commit to finishing this by the end of the administration, so we can say that we will no longer have raw sewage going out to the sea. Obviously, once we get planning permission, and that's
still
not a given,
yeah.
It's still to be decided, we then have to go out for tendering on the eventual scheme and then get a contractor to actually deliver on time. But we're hoping we can actually solve the problems in Laxey in terms of raw sewage polluting their beaches by the 2021.
The regional sewage treatment strategy, this is phase two. Once you've completed Laxey and Peel, assuming they all progress as you plan, what comes after that regional sewage treatment strategy? What's next for Manx Utilities in terms of delivering those services across the island?
In terms of the infrastructure, there's a continual process of repairs, maintenance of the existing structures. Now, once we finish the last three schemes, we'll have finished one of the major bits of our work, which is to stop raw sewage going out to our seas. But we're still doing lots of sewer repairs. We're improving the sewage system. We're dealing with educational campaigns so that people put the right things down the toilet. Simple things like that to make sure that our sewage system not only delivers good water quality around our beaches, but also is sustainable. So we're trying to look environmentally at how we can provide what we've said we were going to provide in the most environmental way. So things like Mary Veg, there's constant work going on there to make it more efficient, to reduce the amount of energy used, but also to make sure that we maximise the amount of energy we can create from the energy from waste plant, for instance.
So in terms of the infrastructure, though, you'll be satisfied with what's there. It's about improving.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, we do have older plants that are coming to the end of their life and need investment in them to bring them up to modern standards. And so that will constantly go on. With some of this machinery, you do need to replace parts at various times and keep on top of repairs as well. And so that will carry on. But the main identification of the sites and the infrastructure will be finished. Yes.
And are you satisfied as the chairman of the board at this time? Because obviously that may change, obviously after the next general election, of course. That the IRIS in one half, regional treatment sewage in the other half, that's the right model, is it, going forward?
I think it's what we've got at the moment and what we will have in the future is a sustainable system. It will work. It will do what we want.
But it is a hybrid, I suppose.
It is a hybrid, yeah. but actually, in terms of some of the energy costs, some of the aspects of the full IRIS scheme, the amount of electricity it was going to use, the amount of land it was going to use, you're going to have pumping stations all around the country. Actually, having some areas where you have local treatment of their own effluent and own sewage actually environmentally makes sense to me.
The chair of Manx Utilities, Dr. Alex Allinson. You're listening to Agenda on Manx Radio. The local authority in Laxey has had much to contend with the terrible flooding and, of course, the proposals for a seawall that were mooted earlier in the year and rejected by many in the community. Well, the chair of Garth Commissioners is Jamie Smith. I asked him what the authority's stance was on the proposed sewage plant site.
So a simple answer is that until there's a actual planning proposal in front of us, we're not really keen to discuss it in depth. We're aware of the local feeling that they'd rather have an alternative if there was one. And we have stated that we will try and extend the planning permission time period in order for us to have a public meeting, because there's clearly some lot of feeling in the, from residents.
We'll have the board weighed up the pros and cons, because this has been going on for quite some time. So you must have been thinking about the proposals.
Formally, we're not going to discuss it because it isn't a planning permission. But obviously, we have discussed the whys and wherefores. MUA have been very good at trying to keep us informed. We feel we have a duty to be as informed as possible, but also to enable the residents to be as informed as possible. And so at the moment, that's our key role, is which is why we've allowed the local residents who've put together a leaflet to put that on our website, but along and next to the rebuttal of most of the comments from the MUA. Mm. So the MUA are talking to us, and we're trying to be as well informed as possible in preparation for the planning.
When it comes to an application, what actual power do the commissioners have?
Okay, so we're automatically going to have interested party status. And nowadays, there aren't a lot of general public who get that. So that is really key. We will look at the plans on its merits and within the remit that we do have. We will also encourage local residents who may not have interested party to still submit their opinions if they have a strong opinion, both for or against the plans. But they need to be directly to the planning department.
Do you have some general concerns about some of the implications of the use of the Cairns site? I mean, the ones mentioned so far have been things like the noise, the smell, and the traffic coming through the village. Do those issues weigh on your mind? Do they trouble you at all?
Their concerns, I think it's fair to say that our primary concern is that we would like some sort of sewage treatment to improve the bathing water quality in the Laxey Bay, which includes the Garwick Ball Drying area as well. It's all part of Laxey Bay. So primary concern is that, and that anything that delays that is a concern as well. So therefore, anything which stalls the whole process will be a bit concerned. Mm.
I suppose resident feedback has stalled the process, you could say.
Sensitivity from residents about the recent flooding has also probably, we gather, delayed the inputting. But I think we're okay with a couple of months delay. I mean, I'm all worried about a matter of years delay. So, yes, we have concerns about the MUA's proposal, as you say, the vehicles coming down and over the new bridge that they're going to build. But then we also have concerns about alternatives. So there's been suggestions about trying to pump it back up to Onken and effectively back into the old Iris system. But then there's concerns about there'll be at least three or four pumps that would be needed at different stages to get it over the hills that, before you get to Onken. What about vibrations? It's a sort of slate there, so you'd have thought vibration would travel well. So we have concerns not just with the MRA's proposal as we expect to see it, but also about some of the other suggestions.
Do you have sympathy for the authority in the fact that Laxey is a unique geographical area compared to other areas? You know, people have pointed to why can't we have something like Ramsey or whatever. Do you understand the difficulties they face when designing something for Laxey?
Absolutely. The valley is very steep-sided, and we've got the old Victorian sewers, which by the time it gets down to the Laxey Harbour area, you've got stormwater mixed in with the sewage water, which in a modern village would be separated. But we've got the Victorian system there, so we've got a large volume as well, because as we've seen a month ago, can get a lot of stormwater. So there's all sorts of complications. And obviously the big problem is that if there's a solution to looking at pumping, then there's an expense. You can't pump without using electricity or some other power to pump it up a steep-sided hill.
Do you understand why residents may treat whatever comes forward from Manx Utilities now with a degree of scepticism after what happened with the flooding?
I have some sympathy with that people feel a little bit reticent to give the MUA the benefit of the doubt. But that's, I think, where the commissioners can come in. We understand the difficulty that the MUA have. They're doing an excellent job, as far as we can tell, with the post-flooding remedial work. So we'll try and smooth over those edges and perhaps give people a bit more confidence that the MUA really are the good guys. They're on our sides and they're trying to improve the bathing water quality within a reasonable budget that they've been given.
Once the application's been submitted, once you've had a public meeting, will the commissioners be taking a stance? Because I know previously you've sort of acted as a conduit for local feedback, but at the end of the day, you're also chosen to represent ratepayers as well and have your own views. So when push comes to shove, will the commissioners have a stance on this?
Absolutely, we have to, yes. I don't think we'll agree. I think that's looking absolutely odds on that it won't be unanimous, but that's fine. That's what the that's why we have nine commissioners. And yeah, we need to say, right, we support this or we object to it.
The chair of Garth Commissioners, Jamie Smith. Finally, on agenda, commissioners in Ramsey say those in the town want to see flood defences built, but only if they're done to the right standard. It comes after government announced it set aside £60 million in the wake of what happened in Laxey to spend on reducing the risk of flooding around Manx rivers. Well, Ramsey has been identified as a top priority, but the Department of Infrastructure's plans for defences have yet to be fully revealed for the town. It's understood a new harbour wall will be included to stop overtopping into Parliament Street, which occurs during high tides. Well, Ramsey Commissioners Albie Oldham, Julia Wedgwood and Wilf Young say residents all want something built but would like to see the job done right. They each have concerns over the future of the walkway, the effect of works on traffic and, of course, the location of any new harbour wall. Well, I spoke to Mrs. Wedgwood, Mr. Young and Mr. Oldham at Ramsey Harbour.
I mean, Castletown's been done. They're going to do something in Douglas. If it's thought about and done properly, then I've got no qualms. But
is the worry about how they're going to do it?
Yeah, the aesthetics of it, what they're going to do, how they're going to do it. Are they going to hinder people getting onto the boats, people getting onto the pathway? That's my main concern. The other one is that most of the buildings down here flood at high tide anyway, especially the commie down that end, because the water comes underneath. If they can't address that underneath, what's the point in putting the flood barrier in? That means digging up the whole quay.
Well, digging up the whole quay, do you think that's going to be what's going to happen? And how much work is that going
to
be?
Well, the road is in dire straits. You've only got to look to see what a trip hazard it is for anybody parking and in a hurry. So the whole quay does want, well, more than resurfacing, it needs reconstructing, because who knows what's under it, really, except the men have dug a hole this week.
If the big vehicles, big lorries go past my house over 10 miles an hour, my windows rattle.
Yes.
That's how bad the road is.
You can hear that too. Equally, this is a high tide issue, really, for Ramsey.
And if, so when the tides are high, that's, you know.
And an east wind. If we get a high tide and an east wind, then we have trouble. Southerly, all right. Southerly, easterly.
If you lost the parking here on the quay, what kind of impact would that have on the town?
Dire. Absolutely.
We haven't got enough parking space as it is. To take away the parking space on the quay, that's dire. I could see the town dying. You take
really?
Away. Seriously.
Yeah.
We're that short of parking space at the moment, it's unbelievable. And trying to solve that, well, yeah. I haven't got the answer yet. I've put one thing forward.
Everybody's going to get helicopters.
How important is it that you get something done for the flooding?
That's always been important.
It's always.
Well, the research was done in 2015. So it's now 2019. We are in the group that's supposed to be done by 2021. So it's been left a bit late anyway, really, hasn't it? I mean, it's not a six-month job, is it, doing this? And I think if the predictions are right, that if the sea levels rise, then you're adding that onto our high tide problem, aren't you? It's an incremental worry, isn't it? Yeah.
More stupidity. We've been told it only happens maybe once every 100 years and all this nonsense. Well, I must be Methuselah because I've seen it many times in my lifetime. Yeah. Just ridiculous.
And it's supposed to happen, as you mentioned, more and more often. So how much of a worry is that you know, if nothing's done, this could be a more regular thing?
I don't believe that. I don't believe in this crap about global warming and all that, because I've seen all this before. See, all my life this place is flooded. South Ramsey, before they knocked it down, that was the worst. You see, that got flooded. But up there, as I say, I'm two steps up now. The last time it flooded, it was just lapped the top step, and a day or two after that, they said on the radio it's the biggest it's ever been. And the fella said to me, did the water come in? I said no, it just didn't make it. Well, he said it's not the biggest, because he said I worked there and I swept the water out of the door.
Ramsey Commissioners Julia Wedgwood, Albie Oldham and Wilf Young. That's all from this programme. We'll be back with more from Agenda soon, and you can listen again to this episode online as a podcast via Spotify or through the Manx Radio website. But for now, Guru Mayu and goodbye.